Devotion, I'm going to read a few passages, but if you'd like, open to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. You know, in Genesis 22, we have the story of Abraham where God instructs him to offer up Isaac as a sacrifice. And we know from the text that God was testing him. And we know that God stopped him, provided a ram to sacrifice, because God's provision here in this text was that the Lord will provide. And, you know, kind of thinking of that idea throughout Scripture, I want to kind of change the verb tense with that. From the Lord will provide to the Lord has provided. And you can just go through your Bible, right? The Lord has provided us with the, you know, magnificent world to live in, beginning in Genesis chapter 1. And I love this passage here in Psalm chapter 8. Psalm chapter 8, David wrote this. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, you have set in place. What is man that you're mindful of him? Right? So he loves us, and he made this world for us to enjoy. The Lord has provided. He's provided us with talents and abilities and opportunities to serve, and he expects us to do something with what he's given us. To use these gifts and whatnot for the best of our ability. So here in Romans 12, 6 through 8, having then gifts differing according to grace that is given to us, let us use them in prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith or ministry, let us use it in our ministering, he who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. And the Lord has also provided us, you know, with peace. You know, and I think in days like today, you know, when we kind of look at all the chaos going around in the world, and kind of what we're going to talk about a little bit in our Revelation class, you know, we don't have to worry about that, right? If we belong to Jesus, we don't have to worry about it. We have peace. The Lord has provided us with peace. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, the Lord has provided us a way to live with him for eternity. You know, John 3:16, John 14 and verse 6, He's provided the way, the truth, and the life. And he's provided, finally here, reconciliation through Jesus. He is, Colossians 1, verse 22, has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death in order to present you before him holy and blameless beyond reproach. One more thing here, my favorite passage in the entire Bible, Ephesians 1, verse 7, he has provided us redemption through Jesus. Right? In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. So my point is, for our devotional, God has provided us many things, but most of all, he's provided us a way to live with him forever. And that's wonderful news, and should encourage us greatly. If you're here this evening and you don't have that, we encourage you to take advantage of that. God loves you, and he wants you to be with him for eternity. That begins with obedience to the gospel, and in that being immersed into Christ for the removal of your sins to begin that journey. If you haven't done that, let's do that today. If you've done that, maybe fallen away, you need reconciliation, or you just need strength and courage, let us pray for you, pray with you. Whatever it is you might need, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.